The death of Justice Antonin Scalia has shaken up the presidential election and brought uncertainty to cases of great national importance. It also leaves one Alaska-specific case in limbo. It's called Sturgeon versus Frost. It's about whether the National Park Service can enforce its nationwide ban on hovercraft on navigable waters as they flow through Alaska's federal parks. APRN's Liz Ruskin is on the phone from Washington to discuss it. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lori.
So, Liz, what stage is the case in currently?
It was argued at the Supreme Court in January, and as it turns out, it was the final oral argument Justice Scalia heard. It's impossible, based on the arguments, to say how he would have voted, but Scalia sounded doubtful when the government's attorney, Rachel Kovner, was making her case about the extent of federal authority over a navigable river. Here, I'll play it for you.
That's
and
right.
And you're telling us that the river, that the government holds title to the river. It doesn't. It has usufructory rights in the river.
No, we're saying, as Your Honor articulated it correctly, that the United States holds title to an interest in the water.
That's different from holding title to the water.
Liz, we've been hearing that on a court that now has only 8 justices, if the court is split evenly, the lower court's decision will stand. Do you think that will happen in the Sturgeon case?
No, I don't. In the Sturgeon case, it was always possible or likely even that the Supreme Court would just send the case back to the lower court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, to try again. And that still seems likely.
Well, why is that?
The way the Ninth Circuit decided the case in favor of the Park Service left a lot of people unhappy. Native corporations say that if that interpretation of ANILCA stands, the corporations might face all kinds of Park Service regulation on their inholdings in the parks. And the Ninth Circuit decision didn't seem to have a lot of fans on the Supreme Court either. Here is Justice Alito telling the government attorney at oral arguments that she shouldn't even bother trying to defend the lower court's reasoning.
Why don't you just concede that it's wrong? It's a ridiculous interpretation, is it not?
We think we have two much stronger arguments than that, and we've focused on those. And if I could go to the...
If it's wrong, and walk it through their argument and tell me why they're wrong.
That last voice was Justice Sotomayor. Of course, you can't go by what justices seem to say at oral argument, but I got the impression that even justices who might be prone to the Park Service weren't inclined to let that interpretation of ANILCA stand, and they can always send the case back down and ask the Ninth Circuit for a do-over.
Is there any sort of a timeline for this decision? Or is that all kind of up in the air now with Justice Scalia's death?
It is kind of up in the air. They usually decide the cases in the same term that they're argued, but they might hold it. I'd say it's still likely that the decision would come at the end of this term, which is in June, but they could hold it over.
All right. Thank you, Liz, for that update about this case that Alaskans are watching.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
That was APRN's Liz Ruskin reporting from Washington, D.C.